Audio 7.3.
Great movies. I'm an avid movie fan. I watch certain movies again and again, download the soundtrack, read all the reviews, and may even buy the poster on eBay. I even watch French and Spanish movies with the subtitles off sometimes. But a tip for you. Here's one thing I've discovered. You can guess what a movie will be like from just one word in the title. Yes, it's true. Words like robot, cyborg, or karate, 10 times out of 10, indicate, well, that the movie will be terrible. It may make millions at the box office and even have a sequel or two. How does Cyborgs from Hell 3 sound? But it will never win an Oscar. Here are the top 3 words from my blacklist. Cop. If you like adventure movies and detective stories, do not rent or download movies with the word cop in the title. If you do, here's what you'll see. Policemen dying and being reincarnated as dogs, or maybe teaching 3-year-olds, like the cop played by Arnold Schwarzenegger a few years ago. My favorite title, though, is Scanner Cop, where the main character can explode people with the power of his mind. How about that? Future. Here's my advice to Hollywood. If you make a documentary about the future, it's okay to put the word future in the title, of course. I mean, Planet Earth, the future, doesn't sound half bad. But if you make a sci-fi, fantasy, or disaster movie, never, ever use the word future. Much better to find words that are not connected to the plot. For example, Avatar is not about computer pictures, just like 12 Monkeys, starring Bruce Willis, is not about monkeys. Monster. Do you like comedy movies? Looking for some innocent fun? Then how about titles such as Frog Monsters from Hell or Monster in the Closet? These are funny, not scary, I guarantee. But if you like real horror movies full of mystery and suspense, you know, the kind that will make you jump off your seat, promise you'll never watch anything that has the word monster in it. Please. Except Monsters, Inc., originally released by Pixar in 2001, which even people like me fell in love with.